Focusing on TSLP, or thymic stromal lymphopoietin, offers a new way to think about severe asthma across phenotypes, from the top down. The complexity of severe asthma can make it a challenging condition, and patients carry a substantial burden of disease. Multiple drivers of airway inflammation, varying biomarker profiles and patient characteristics, a range of phenotypes, and inflammation that can change over time all contribute to a heterogeneous and dynamic pathology. In fact, approximately 50% of patients have multiple drivers of inflammation and are both eosinophilic and allergic, while nearly 20% have non-allergic and non-eosinophilic asthma. In the current paradigm, much of the focus has been on downstream mediators of inflammation, including IgE, IL-5, eosinophils, or IL-4 and IL-13. When the focus is on individual downstream mediators, the full complexity of inflammation may be underappreciated. Residual inflammation may be present in people with severe asthma, and when not addressed, can result in continuing asthma symptoms and exacerbations. Let's take a step back and look at where inflammation often begins, at the airway epithelium. We used to think of the epithelium as a simple barrier, but now we know it is an immunologically active first point of contact with viruses, allergens, pollutants, and other environmental insults, and a key source of inflammation in asthma. It is becoming increasingly clear that asthma is an epithelial-driven disease. And the airway epithelium is where TSLP plays a critical role, that of a master instigator behind severe asthma inflammation. In response to insults, the epithelium releases TSLP, a key epithelial alarmin, also known as an epithelial cytokine, that can play a central role in driving allergic inflammation, eosinophilic inflammation, and non-T2 inflammation. Whether a patient's asthma is driven primarily by T2 or non-T2 inflammation, TSLP can drive changes in the airway smooth muscle. The airway smooth muscle is exposed to TSLP both directly from the epithelium as well as from mast cells via a persistent cycle of TSLP production and release. This can lead to thickening of the airway smooth muscle, airway hyperreactivity, and potentially airway remodeling, which in turn can lead to increased symptoms and asthma exacerbations.